sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Russell.
Yes, sir.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Let's get a better line.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Did I call you back, sir?
No, it's all right. I think we can hear. I just can't hear you, though. Sound like you in a well.
Well, here's the whole deal, Mr. President. You got that announcement that you're going to close about 33 military bases.
No, I haven't put out any announcement.
Yeah,
you said you, though.
Yeah, well, you're the commander-in-chief, whether you like it or not.
Well.
And so McNamara said he's going to close 33 bases. Now, I want you to know this. I want to, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to close Barksdale Field at Freeport, close it. God bless them, just tell them to go to hell. But I went to Fort Polk and I said, now, folks, I want you to know this. This base is open to call Lyndon Johnson's president. That's the only reason. And a vote against Johnson is a vote to close Fort Polk. And I carried that area on just that basis for you, see? Now, gosh, if McNamara's got that Fort Polk on that base for that area to be closed, I can never go back to Paris. That's the best one I've had in the state and one I carried for you just because I said that you've got to vote for Johnson if you want Fort Polk open. And, Mr. President, if McNamara's planning to close that one, it'd make us both. Frankly, you couldn't come back here and I couldn't either.
Well, I can't go back to Texas, so I don't know where I'll go, Russell. I haven't closed them. I don't know. I have to... He can't keep them going for WPA purposes, and I've just told him to do what he ought to do in the interest of the taxpayer, and he's doing that. I didn't know that he had announced anything about Polk. I don't know anything about it myself. And,
well, now, Mr. President, I don't know if Polk's on the list, but you and I know how we opened that base up. You were my friend, and you put the building.
Yeah.
And frankly, we opened it up just because you told me, you said, now look, tell John Kennedy that he can't open that base, so you just can't help him. And I said, okay, I did what you said. And I've explained that to all those people, and they understand that, and that's one area you'll always carry. And we'll carry this state next time, but if you want to close Barksdale, close it. That's all. I'll give you a base. Just close Barksdale. It's free for it.
They don't do them on that basis, and I'll check it, Russell. It's pretty, I imagine they're gone now, but I'll look into it, and I appreciate it, and I'm awfully sorry, but they're closing them in every state where they don't need them and where they can't use them, and we just can't keep them going because local people want them, you know.
Mr. President, we can keep that base is the best training base in America. You've got more training days there than any other state. But
yeah.
It's a practical matter. These army boys get down there, and it's hot, and it's dusty, and it's far away from good recreation. And if they had their way, they'd rather go and have the base at New York City or Miami, where they can go and have less training day, but have a good time out there enjoying the city and then meeting all these big girls. They do down there where they train every day of the year. But it's the best training base in the whole country, and they wouldn't close it just as a matter of training, but they might close it just their own personal comfort. Now, we open that one up purely as a matter of politics. I know that, you know that. And frankly, we carried that parish just the same way. And one close it down at Barksdale where they drank your blood and mine, too. I went up there and campaigned for you. You were behind 10-1, and you lost it 4-1. And close it down on them and give them a lesson of their life. But all these people that went out and voted for us because I said, look, this is how it's got to be, let's not do that to them. I'll give you a base, take Barksdale.
Okay, partner.
Mr. President, do you mind calling McNamara for me?
No, I won't mind calling him, Russell. But I don't, if it's closed, it's closed. He won't do anything about it.
Take one name off the list.
No, he's already gone with the list, and he's not going to change them, and he'd leave me before he'd change them. He'd leave in 1 minute. I haven't ever asked him. He's closed them in Texas right down the line, closed 4 in 1 congressional district. It's the best district we had. He closed one here. He told us he's going to close where I got 81%. I'm just sorry. I just wish I could do it, but if I change them, while Bobby Kennedy will have me change in Brooklyn, they'll be all over the country, and I just don't think we ought to run the government that way. I honestly don't.
Well, Mr. President, let me say this. I went to these parishes where you were behind by 10 to 1. The time I left there, I was lucky to get out alive, and you only lost 5 to 1. You carried 23 parishes. Every place where I had a sheriff I could count on, we carried that parish for you. And like you said, we'll carry it next time. But, Frankie, those people know that in that area, that the base was closed as a matter of politics, and we got it open as a matter of politics, and they know you were their friend. And I went there and put it on the radio every hour on the hour. I said, look, the Army don't like this base. They just close you like looking at you. The only friend you've got, Leonard Johnson. And a vote against Johnson is a vote to close Fort Polk. Now, that vote, now those people came through. And if that base closes now, those people are going to say, Russell, Mr. President, that's one parish that no long has ever lost. Even when they had the scandals on, we didn't lose that one. And nobody ever lost that parish with a long campaign for it. And if we lose that one, if that base closes down after I said that to them every hour on the hour all day long, those people are going to say, well, Russell Long, just a no-count faker, and he came down here and made us a promise, and we did our part, and the guy was not sincere. And I guess the last friend I've got, I'm going to lose if that happens. And I'll never let you down. You know what I did for that Social Security bill? I had $250 million worth of amendments on there. And you said, don't let me down. And I go ahead and kill my own bill to help you. And all I'm asking for is just don't close that one. You can close any base you want to, Louisiana, except that one. Just take that name off the list and give them somebody else. If that's how it is, it might not be on the list, Mr. President, but I'm begging because from my point of view, that's the one parish alone can give you.
Russell, if I could get the whole presidency, I couldn't change it because I'd have a national scandal on my hand. McNamara's not going to change him. He's already published him. He's already told him. He's already released him. He doesn't ask me to approve him. He doesn't ask me to act on him. He's closing them in my state. He's got to close them in your state. And I'm sorry if you'd anticipated, thought he's going to close it. You ought to have given him your reasons like these others did hearing. But here at 9:30 at night, I'm still at my desk trying to grind away with this job, but that's one thing I can't do, my friend. I just can't get him to do it. He'd resign before he'd do it. And it's not something that's just easy, and there's no use of us debating it because I don't want to argue with you. If I could save your base, I'd save it, but I can't save my own.
Mr. President, you open that one.
Well, that's... God Almighty, don't penalize me because I helped when I could. I can't help now. And I'll talk to him if you'll let me get to him before he goes to bed and tell him what you have said. And that's what I'll do. And I just hope and pray it's not on there. But if it's on there, there ain't all hell can't change it.
Mr. President, we've got 4 bases down here. And that's the one area where those people came through for years ago. Just because Russell Long went in there, it's not going to happen.
Well, Russell, I never heard of this till tonight. This decision's made, my friend. The bank's closed. It's over with. And I never heard of it till 9:30. And
Mr. President, it might not be on the list anyhow, see?
I hope not. I hope not. I pray that it isn't. But if it is, I just can't do anything about it. If I had a million things, I couldn't do it. If my wife's life depended on it, I couldn't. So don't expect it if it's on there, because it's just...
But if you could send me word tonight, and you could say that it's not on there, and I could tell those people it's not on there, those people say, well, by God, Russell Long and Lyndon Johnson...
I imagine it's on there. They wouldn't be calling you because he's called them this afternoon, you see.
Mr. President, they haven't got the death notice. There's no death notice on that. The whole idea is that they really you're gonna close 33 bases. It's got 90 relations or some such thing. That they said this might mean us. Now, if I can tell those people now, it don't mean you. It'll sound like Russell Long and Lyndon Johnson, the wonderful...
Well, Russell, I'll just say this. If it's not on there, it's not on there. If it is on there, it ain't all the king's horses can't change it. Because I just blow right up in my face, and every God Almighty, they've been having hearings here for weeks on things they contemplated closing. Senators been marching in by the score. I never heard of it. I haven't anything to do with it. I wouldn't be talking to any senator at this time of the night about anything except somebody I love. I haven't had any lunch. I haven't had any dinner. And I'm just sitting here with the most sensitive stuff in front of me, hoping that I can clean up tomorrow night. Now, if it's on the list, it's on, and you just might as well go to sleep on it. I'll have to, because ain't nobody can change it. If it's not, it won't hurt you. And I'll call just as soon as I hang up, the moment I do, and tell him what you've said, but I think I know something about this. Well, I'll be yours forever, Russell, and I...
Because I'm an all out Johnson man, but you know, when you told me, you said, don't do that to me, Mr. President, I've got to sign that conference report. I've got a whole bunch of amendments on there to help my poor folks. You said, don't do that to me.
Russell, you know, though, if we handle our bases on that basis, sweetheart, there wouldn't be any of them close. Not a one. Now, just have mercy on me. Don't be cruel, and let's keep our friendship. Let's don't destroy it.
I love you forever, but as much as
I've helped you every time I could, and I'll help you every time I can, but don't ask me to help you when I can't. I told you I would do that, Russell. As soon as I hang up here, I don't mind doing your telephoning for you. I wish you'd call McNamara, though, because it's not easy for me to do. It's the Republican that's in here and doing a wonderful job, and if...
Everybody in America's trying to get McNamara. You're the only guy who can get him on the telephone, and you know
that's what
I did.
All right.
Find out if I'm dead and call me back and give
this. Russell, I'm not going to call you back, but I'll find out and I'll tell him what you said. There ain't nobody here but me. Everybody else has gone to hospital or something.
All right. 343-1260.
I'll give him your message and. If I can locate him at this time of night and tell him how you feel about it and what the situation is. If it's on there, though, I'll tell you this. Ain't no use wasting your time or his. If it's on there, you've done all you could about it, and he's done all he has, because we had an understanding to call him as he saw him, as the recommendations of the services and the secretary, and where they don't need him, they don't need him. They have $566 million involved, and we're just trying to save it.
Mr. President, I'm not going to quarrel anymore. You're my boss, and I love you.
I'm not anybody's boss, but I reciprocate the...
She said she loves you more than I do.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll be waiting on her and tell her well, and goodbye and good luck and God bless you.
My name is Mike. Might have called me.
I'll talk to her.